I'd rather be a candy bar right now, let's be honest. What do you do for Halloween? Is that a thing in your world? See, I have two kids, so I don't have any things. They just tell me what to do all the time. Is Halloween, is that a deal?
You know, it's actually a deal again this year. I have grown children because I'm way old. So I have all grown children, but they decided they were all going to wear their Halloween costumes and come hand out candy. So, yep.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
They're going to come to your house and do all the heavy lifting for you.
Yes, that's what they've said. We'll see if it happens, yes.
Well, you've raised them well.
I'm trying, Mike.
Does that mean they bring their own candy, or did you have to go slog through Walmart and box out and grab these bags of $300 of 300 pieces of all this? How does that work?
That mom still does all of that.
So they get all the credit. You get all the money.
Yeah, I'm making dinner for them, letting them eat, you know, and then they're going to do the heavy lifting of passing out the candy.
Well, that's awfully nice of you. I hope you will be stationed by the fireplace, warming up and enjoying a Tuesday evening. For those, Christy, who are not familiar with, and again, I'm going to read this here because I'm indoctrinated to say the Hoosier Hills Credit Union, the Hoosier Hills Career Center. I know where it's at. You know where it's at. But tell us who can be a part of it. It's over by Bloomington North High School. And tell us who you serve in our MCCSC population.
Yeah, so we serve a whole bunch of kiddos. We have about 800 of them this year, Mike, and that is up about 130 students from what we have had previously. So we are growing and loving that we're growing. So we serve the four high schools here in Monroe County Community School Corporation. That is Bloomington Graduation School, the Academy of Science and Entrepreneurship, Bloomington High School North, and Bloomington High School South. And we also serve five other neighboring districts: Eastern Green High School and Bloomfield High School in Green County, Edgewood High School, that's also a Monroe County school, Owen Valley over in Spencer, and Martinsville High School in Morgan County.
That's it? That's all you do? That's it?
Well, you know, I do the best I can, but that's all I could come up with today.
My goodness, that's a ton. How do you staff this? When it jumps 130 kids, how do you make that all work?
I beg and plead with my teachers not to leave because I'm overworking them. So we just have to be pretty creative. We expanded some things. We moved a few things over and have a couple people co-teaching for the numbers that we have to make sure everything is safe. You know, students in high school pushing a pencil or typing on a keyboard on a computer, a little bit different than what we do here at the Career Center, because they are doing, which I know is one of your favorite things to talk about, Mike, they do wonderful things up in culinary, like,
oh yeah,
yep, they were making garlic knots the other day, and I honestly don't know, next week is our Dewdrop wonderful Thanksgiving meal, not next week, in 2 weeks, we have Dewdrop this week, and I don't know what we're having. The Thursday of the 16th, I know that it's our Thanksgiving meal, but I just go and eat it. I don't even care what it is.
Well, I think to your point, you won't be disappointed regardless of what it is. That's
exactly.
It's always, always good.
About 10:45 to 1 o'clock, folks from the community are welcome to come in, and all of our kids from all those different schools that I mentioned put all that together in our culinary arts program. And when you're up there and walking back down through the hall, we're just so thankful that we're allowed to have folks back in our building and open it up like it is now. But you'll see students going into our our education professions. I'll get in trouble for that one. Our education professions course, who want to be teachers, our EMTs, our fire science, health science, building construction, engineering, agriculture, automotive in lots of different ways, our auto body and auto services, our welding. We just have so many different programs here to meet the needs of our students. And we were fortunate that we actually added an intro to construction teacher and first level intro to engineering design to our mix this year. So that's how we've been able to accommodate the wonderful students that we have. And so we are so proud of our students and just want them to be proud of themselves, their families to bask in that pride, and our community to realize that we're putting folks out that are going to work in this community and really keep it strong.
Christy McBride's the director of Hoosier Hills Career Center. How long have you been out there now, Christy?
About 700 years. So this is year 12.
How many kids, just to give a point of reference, how many kids when you started?
469.
And now we're at 800 and counting. Why has that grown so, it's almost doubled. What has been the cause of all that?
Absolutely. Well, the state of Indiana, believe it or not, our Department of Education has helped us out in some of those ways by increasing the need in a graduation pathway for students who are graduating with a Core 40 or a general diploma, because it's just something that's needed, and they finally have realized that is something that we need to make sure that our students can go out our doors and be productive in a multitude of ways. And so since the Career Center offers all of the programs that we do for graduation pathways, it's just increased the number of students that we can serve. There are times when I'm worried about how I'm going to serve them.
We'll get through that. Don't worry about that. We'll get through that. Yeah.
Yep. The more kids I have in welding, the more welding items I have to buy.
Now, speaking of welding or something like that, yep. And this growth, do you have local business leaders come to you and say, hey, look, we have a shortage in blank area. Can you start getting kids on that path? Is this how you guys expand and get better? Tell us how that behind the curtain, how that works.
Yeah, it is exactly. You might, I don't know if you'll remember, Mike, but about 5-6 years ago, I guess it's been 6 years ago now, we actually had our first students in the emergency medical technician field. They need paramedics, which is the next step after an EMT, but they need EMTs. It used to be you could go to a fire department and be a volunteer. You could take your courses and you could become an actual firefighter, and you could get what's called EMR, emergency medical responder, right? First responders. We hear that terminology. Well, our fire stations are taking that, our fire departments are taking that a step further. They really want them to be EMTs. So we needed that in the area. Plus anyone who's riding on an ambulance for IU Health or the Owen County Emergency Medical Department, they need EMTs and paramedics. And it's just become a huge deficit in our region, as well as, Bloomington has a huge need, but so do our rural peripheral counties of CNAs and CCMAs and health science. And so as we hear about those needs from our community, we try to do our best to add programs that will help in those areas. And that's just exactly what we've done. I'm kind of a crazy grant writer, and I just keep trying to bring in funds to be able to do it because, for instance, our EMT class, that class is one thing to take the class here. The books for that class are over $250. We don't put that out to the student, just a small portion of that, and we now know the state's changing how much we're allowed to ask for anyway. About 70% of what I really should ask for is what I'm going to get. And from the state for books only. But then you have things like tests, and they have to have ride-alongs at different agencies. So we have to have wonderful, committed businesses that are in our region that are able to support our students in that way. And then I just write a lot of grants and try not to put anything in a student's way that would be a barrier to them getting something like an EMT certification, that national registry exam. And sometimes it takes them a time or two to pass it because it's a national exam. It used to be a state of Indiana exam, and the state decided they'd go to national. So it's a little under $100 for each time that they take it. And so we just keep removing those barriers, and I just keep writing grants.
And that's the way to crack the code, crack the system. Explain the right word? Why? Let's go with why. Then this will force an explanation.
Whatever word you want.
You're part of the MCCSC, but you are helping an entire region. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's very different. So we are you know, as Hoosier Hills Career Center, we are the center that happens to be physically attached to Bloomington High School North, and MCCSE is what is called our LEA, and that just means that they hold the funds for us and make things possible. But each career center in the state of Indiana, we happen to be Region 8, but also called District 36, so they just like to put lots of numbers and titles at us. We are there to serve that entire region because it's just not one pocket of students or families or a community. We need to be able to reach out to all of those areas. So folks over at Owen Valley, for instance, they have a wonderful ag program. Those students stay in that building and take that ag program at their comprehensive high school. Other schools do not have that, and so they come to us for that program. The automotive services with all the lifts and the $50,000 worth of alignment racks and systems that we have that are just like they're out in the field. If you come look and see what we have versus what Curry Auto has, we have the exact same items, and they're learning what's really in the field. And that's a whole lot of money for a small school to try to put in their building. And so that's kind of what makes the richness and the connectedness of a career center, so that we can serve all of those schools in that capacity.
Well, it's absolutely fantastic work.
Was that
doing
a good answer to why?
That was a great answer. Thankfully, we're recording this, so folks, if you just joined us, you can go back tomorrow and play it all back as Christy McBride tells us all about the great things going on at the Hoosier Hills Career Center. It's by Bloomington North. Now that we've told you of all these wonderful programs and all the grants you're writing to make this work and all of the opportunities, who can join you? How do they go about joining the Hoosier Hills Career Center and becoming one of the 800 strong?
Absolutely. So the majority of our students are juniors and seniors. So we ask that they work in their home high school to gain their math, English, science, social studies, health, and PE credits through their freshman and sophomore year, take some elective credits that maybe introduce them to the programs that we have here and give them a base to learn from and to move forward in, and then they come to us for the two-year programs. So some of the kids from North, for instance, are freshmen, and they can come a little early.
Well, because they're right there, and that makes it easier, and all the other things that go along with that. Do I need to fill out a form, take a test, get a written, what do they call that when you, your buddy writes you a note and says you're
a recommendation?
There we go.
So, no, they actually, well, there is an enrollment form that we use to apply, but we're pretty flexible with that as long as we have space.
And if you have the space, when do you take these? When do you take these registrations? Does that happen when?
So, as students are selecting their courses for the next year, so right about now, actually, some of them are starting. Maybe a little bit early, maybe December. And they're registering for classes for the next year, and they do that application at that time with their home high school.
Oh, very nice. And everybody gets in, right? This is not like a selection process or anything like that. True?
That is true. It is Perkins funded, which is federal. So we take students from all areas, all facets. Now, we do have sometimes where a student might want to come into a program and maybe not realize how difficult it is, and so we started the school year with about 25 to 35 more students than we have right now, and that's just because unfortunately when they came in, they had an expectation that it was just going to be kind of fun and games and not really a lot of the academic.
Ah.
Some people have a little bit of a misconception about the level of academics that happen in career centers, and for instance, our health science class, you know, they take a quiz and a test just about every single week. And so we accept students, but we also like to have conversations with folks from their home high schools, like their counselors and their parents or other teachers that are servicing their needs, just to say, hey, you know, this is what it really looks like. This is how difficult it is. are you sure you're ready? And sometimes they have to get here and go, oops, wait a minute, I made a mistake. Can I wait and try and come next year? And we're always happy to have them back.
Well, that's good. You have to be flexible in this day and age. What is your favorite Halloween candy?
Oh, goodness. Probably a Kit Kat.
Oh, that's strong. I like that. A little chocolate, a little wafer, a little deliciousness there. What are we cooking for the kids tonight? Anything fun?
I'm making paella.
Oh,
you know, it's a Spanish.
Yeah. There we go. And just the address, and we'll be right over here in just a few hours after we get off the air.
Oh, you're welcome to come by the Career Center anytime. 3070 North Prowl Road.
There we go. And for the Dew Drop In, do I need cash, credit? How do we? What do we pay there?
Oh, it is cash or check. We still take checks here. We do not have a credit card runner yet, so that's unfortunate. But we do take cash, and it's $10. That includes soup and salad, your main entree, a dessert, and a drink. So it is a full meal deal.
It's ridiculous in a good way. It's delicious, and the kids get
so
practice.
Ridiculous.
And you get a ton of food and delicious food, and they get the real life experience to put it all together and see how it works. Christy, if people would like more information, we know the internet's open 24 hours a day, but if you have some different questions, can they give you a call?
Absolutely. Our number here is 812-330-7730. My extension is 50653. Please feel free to leave me a message. cmcbride@mccsc.edu is my email. And we are open all the time for all of that stuff, for phone calls and emails. We're here I'm usually here until all kinds of hours, but we usually have someone here until about 3:30 every day. And we're in around 7:30 in the morning. If you want to come and take a tour, you're welcome to give us a call and set something up. We just had our College and Career Pathway Fair last Thursday, and we had about 350, 400 people in the building. So we were really excited about that. But, yeah, we would love to explore options for how we can connect with your business or with your child. So give us a call.
Push P for paella. That's how it works there.
You're the best.
This is always fun. I always enjoy talking to you. Come back next semester, shall we? We'll see what springtime has, and we'll hear about all the great things that are going on. Stay away from that front door tonight. Boy, oh boy. It's not even 40 right now, and it's going to blow and be chilly. Stand next to the oven and the stove. Keep that paella warm, please.
Yes, I'm going to have some hot cocoa after it's all said and done.
Well, that sounds delightful. That sunshine out there is fooling us. It is not warm at all, but warm things are happening at the Paella Town and the Hoosier Hills Career Center. Thanks, Christy. It's always great to catch up.
Thanks, Mike. Have a good evening.
Christy McBride, the director at the Hoosier Hills. I think I got it right three times in a row. I'm not going to screw it up now. Hoosier Hills Career Center. And we thank Christy for her time.